Sit quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. With these words from the Zen tradition, I welcome you to our service this morning. It's great to see everyone. If you're visiting with us for the first time or back for a subsequent visit, I invite you to join us after the service for coffee and conversation in the dining room of the parish house. And if you have any questions about Unitarian Universalism or about this church in particular, I invite you to stop by the Newcomer's Corner, where you'll find some literature that you can take with you, as well as somebody to meet you and help with any questions that you might have. We have a very special service today, a little out of our normal pattern. I'd like to welcome Doug Philbrook and Billy Parker of Stratton Hill Blues, who are going to be providing the music for today's service. And we also have, coming out of retirement, the TPC Players, with Steve Ledoux and Ruth Canova, both members of the Teaching Parish Committee, who will be helping me out during the sermon. I'd like to say a little bit about the theme of today's service, just to introduce the theme, because it really falls on two levels. The sermon portion is one level, and it's about Chinese immigration through Angel Island in the first half of the 20th century. Due to harsh exclusion laws, many Chinese immigrants were detained on the island for months or even for years. Today, the U.S. Naturalization and Immigration Service holds over 15,000 detainees, and every year more than 5,000 unaccompanied children are held for up to 6 months. When I first heard about this portion of our history, I was astounded. My own family, on both my mother's and my father's side, immigrated to this country through Ellis Island. And although I know that the conditions that immigrants faced once they entered the country could be very harsh and discouraging, I always held Ellis Island up as a beacon of joy and hope. But that was not the case for Angel Island. The story of what happened to the immigrants is only one part of today's service, however. The bigger story is about how they dealt with their imprisonment, the loss of their dreams, and the hopes that they still carried. On Angel Island, they did it by carving classical Chinese poetry into the walls of the barracks where they were detained. In Chicago, they did it by singing the blues. In the cotton fields of the South, they did it by singing spirituals. In the caves of Lascaux, they did it by painting on cave walls. Today, young urban men and women deal with the pain and hopes of their lives through rap and hip-hop. The capacity of the human spirit to turn both dreams and disappointments into art is an astounding thing. I believe it's the same thing that our guest minister, Olaf Nuyar, talked about last week when he spoke of an ultimate optimism through dance, painting, poetry, literature, music, cooking, knitting, and pottery, we sing our lives. Today we will taste but two forms, classical Chinese poetry and the Chicago blues. What do they have in common? Everything. Everything. They are creativity in defiance of that which would deny life. They are the cry